13 and a half minutes after 8 o'clock. It's a Friday morning, and we're here at the end of a holiday-shortened work week. But I don't know. I think sometimes, I mean, I worked on Memorial Day, and my guest here, Charles Skank, was in here with us as well that morning. But I think for a lot of folks, sometimes these shortened work weeks are actually more stressful than the average work week because you're throwing off schedule and everything's just all higgledy-piggledy. So, Charles Skank, Skank Insurance LLC, joining us. How's your world looking today?
Doing fine, Bill. It's just an absolutely gorgeous day out there.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it's nice. It's sunny. It's not as muggy as it's going to get, and it is going to get.
Yeah.
Looking at the chance of some rain moving in on Saturday, but we'll deal with that when it gets here. What's our verse of the day?
Psalms chapter 1, verse 1 and verse 2 is what I want to read today. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. Psalm chapter 1, verse 1 and 2.
Something to think about as you head into your weekend. And we talk about money, we talk about insurance, we talk about all sorts of financial issues here when we visit with Charles. But I can't help but think there's a lot of things that folks think they know. They may not. It's like that old song from Porgy and Bess. It ain't necessarily so. What are some of the things that, let's start first of all with the positive side. What are some of the things that people believe about money that, in fact, are true?
Well, money has a role to play in our lives. It's important.
Yeah.
It's how we transact.
Landlords think so.
Right. Right. A lot of people do.
Yeah.
If you go to a restaurant, if you go to the grocery store, go to the electric company, they
right.
think money is
oh,
important.
Oh, yeah. They just right? soon keep sending that money to them.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And so while money is important, you know, they call it currency.
Yeah.
And the reason they call it currency, it's like a river current.
Mm.
It sort of flows. It goes. It doesn't set still very good. If it does, it becomes stagnant.
Yeah, like any kind of water.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so money is important. They say it's right up there with oxygen.
Uh-huh.
Right. And there's some things that people believe, especially when it comes to our money in the stock market, if a person has money there. And that is that over time, the market outperforms everything.
Mm-hmm.
And that might be comforting, but then if you look a little closer, over how long?
Mm-hmm.
If it outperforms everything over 20 years and you're in your 60s, you don't want to have to wait till you're in your 80s for it to outperform everything.
Right.
That's sort of a hollow victory, isn't it?
Yeah, very much so. Yeah. Well, conversely then, if there are these things that people believe about money that then those things are true, what are some of the more common beliefs that people hold about money that, in fact, are not true?
Yeah. That is that losing money is normal. Losing money is normal. That's what a lot of people have been conditioned to believe.
Mm-hmm.
And they open their statements and they say, wow, I used to have this. I talked to a person yesterday. They were down $20,000 in the month of June.
That's
month of May, rather.
That's a fair chunk of change right there.
It is.
Yeah.
And some broker is talking to them and telling this person, it's normal, it's okay, losing money. Everybody's losing money.
Mm-hmm.
That makes it better, right? That
right,
makes it
yeah.
okay.
That makes me wonder about the broker.
Right, right. And so that might be acceptable when we're in our 20s, 30s, and even 40s. But as we get closer and closer to retirement, losing money should not be normal.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're being told that, and if you believe that, I would encourage you to look at some alternatives,
mm-hmm.
because losing money does not have to be, it doesn't have to be normal. And we have hundreds of clients whom don't lose money. Their money is protected, safe, and secure. And we believe that as you get older, your money should get safer,
mm-hmm.
because as you get older, you have less time.
Ain't that the truth?
Yeah, you have less time, and more specifically, you have less time to recover than mm-hmm. you used to have.
Which is why it's important when you get toward a certain age, as we say euphemistically, you need to take safeguards to make sure your money is protected from these other things we've been talking about.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
One of these days I want to chat with you about, and I'm just throwing this out there, it's like a curveball here, but one of these days I want to chat with you about if you're dealing with a broker or somebody whose name doesn't happen to be Skank, what sort of red flags would should alert you to the fact that maybe you need to talk to somebody else?
Right.
Yeah. Give you some time to think about that, as I'm not like just throwing you under the bus here.
Yeah, yeah. Well, let's talk about that when we come back, because I have some ideas.
Excellent. Why don't we take a quick break and we'll continue here. It's the morning show on the Mighty 690 KGGF with our guest Charles Skank, Skank Insurance LLC. Twenty minutes after 8 o'clock, Friday morning here at the Mighty 690 KGGF. Charles Skank from Skank Insurance LLC in the studio with us. And earlier, Charles, you were talking about myths, money myths, things that a lot of people believe about money that are not true. And when you said that your broker sometimes will tell you you're losing money, oh, don't worry about it. You know, everybody loses money. And for me, and I'm a dummy, that would send up a huge red flag. And so that got me to thinking in my quaint Midwestern way, what are some of the things maybe if you're dealing with a broker you hear them say that might serve as a red flag that your best interest may not be being served here?
Yeah, there's actually several red flags to look for. One is guarantees.
Mm-hmm.
Guarantees. You can have a broker and he'll come along and say, this product makes a 8% return guaranteed.
A guarantee. Uh-huh. Yeah, uh-huh.
And it sounds really good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, I'm going to sort of break this rule. It sounds like we have a product that will pay 4.05%, and that's guaranteed.
Right, and that's the least you can make on it, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's the most and the least. That's
right, okay.
The fixed
amount.
Okay,
fixed. There you go.
Okay. And so, but the name of the product is a multi-year guaranteed annuity.
Right.
So it's by legal definition, it's a guaranteed account.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But guarantees don't apply to just any old account.
That's true. And I'm not talking about an 8, 12% return. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about 4.05% return.
Right. Something for the more long term investor, I would suppose.
That's right.
Yeah.
So if your broker is telling you this account will make 7, 8, 9% guaranteed, and the 4.05 I was talking about has no fees.
Right.
Okay. So this account, if he's telling you make 8% guaranteed, there are fees there.
Mm-hmm.
And many times the fees are enough to make the actual guarantee so watered down it's closer to 3 even less percent.
Yeah.
At the end of the day.
These are the things that are not brought out right at the important part of the conversation.
They're not disclosed.
Yeah.
Except on this big old stack of fine print that mm-hmm. you sign off yep. on. And then you, after you get a statement, you're like, what is this?
Yeah.
All these charges.
It's right there on the paper. You had to read it before you signed it, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you hear a broker saying an outrageous number and it's guaranteed, ask yourself, if this were true, there would be people lined up down the street
right.
to get this 8% return. And I don't see anybody else.
Because everybody
in this
likes
office.
Money.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
It's like my mama always said, if it seems too good to be true, it probably is too good to be true.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's
and
right.
Nobody should get into the investment game with the idea of getting rich quick. That happens maybe on the honeymooners mm-hmm. or on the Flintstones mm-hmm. or something mm-hmm. like that. But there's always going to be something to jump up and bite you on the hiney uh-huh. if you're not careful. And that's why folks need to deal with a professional such as Charles Skank and the fine folks you work with at Skank Insurance LLC.
That's true. Mm-hmm. There's another red flag.
Mm.
And that is complex strategies.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Now, my dad and I have three principles, guiding principles, when it comes to helping people with their money. Number one is the protection of principal from market decline. Your money should be safe. Number two is a reasonable rate of return. Number three is to keep it simple and easy to understand.
Right.
At the end of the day, I want my client to have a really good understanding of what's going on, of how their account works, because I want to be able to face them 5 years down the road, 6, 10 years down the road, and us to be completely happy with each other.
But how can you tell when you're dealing with a client whether or not that client understands just what it is you're talking about? Because, I mean, I can see they're sitting there nodding like a dog in the back, you know, little dogs they put in your back, in your rearview mirror, yeah. or, you know, yeah. just nodding. Okay, yeah. If I nod often enough, he'll think I know what he's talking about.
Well, I have a rule that not only do I have to feel good about going forward, the client has to feel good.
Mm-hmm.
And I've done this enough where I know if it registers. I know if they get it. And if they don't, there's going to be problems down the road.
If you're getting the 50-yard stare from the client, it's like he's like running an album or something in his mind and not listening to you.
Yeah, and our priorities have to align.
Mm-hmm.
Their number one priority has to be protection of principle and then a reasonable rate of return mm-hmm. and simplicity. And sometimes I run into people and their number one objective is returns.
Mm-hmm.
And then safety is somewhere down the list. And we don't have our values in common.
Right.
There's nothing wrong with them or anything. They just have a different approach and they're not right for us, and that's okay.
See, to me, investing when you could lose all or part of your principal, that's the same thing as gambling.
Mm-hmm.
If you invest into a account where your principal is safe and you may get varying rates of return, to me, that is, you know, that's investing. That's investing for the future. And I wouldn't deign to invest in something to where my principal, the money I've originally invested, could be harmed or dug into. Okay, so we've talked, I think, two big red flags so far. What's another one?
So complex strategies.
Right.
They're using big old words you don't understand.
Yeah.
Approaches that you just have to say, well,
he must know what he's talking
you're
about.
You're smarter than I am. Yeah. Go ahead. Whatever you say, watch out.
Mm-hmm.
Watch out. Another one is overly complex statements.
The statement you get in the mail every month?
Uh-huh. Yeah. I don't know how many times I've seen these statements, and you say, okay, I'm going to dig in mm-hmm. and try to understand this. And you look at the first page, and you hit a brick wall.
Mm-hmm.
Turn the next page, and the brick wall even gets higher.
Right.
It's like, what am I looking at? I can't even interpret this. And at that point, you have a choice to call a broker and say, I'm a dummy.
Mm-hmm.
I can't understand this.
I need an accountant to read my statement to me.
Uh-huh. Or you just say, okay, I guess he knows what he's doing. I see these numbers here. I don't know how to read this. The statements we have are simple and easy to understand. They read, here is your balance.
Mm-hmm.
Here is your interest that you gained. And here is your new balance.
See, that's the whole point of going to a financial expert such as yourself. If we were all financial wizards and knew everything there is to know about everything there is to know, we could just do this ourselves and understand all of this. I just, you know, me, I'm the old cynic. I think sometimes some of these other brokerages make these things intentionally confusing to keep you, the consumer, from asking questions.
Another red flag is when you get this big old thick booklet in the mm-hmm. mail
yeah.
called a prospectus.
Oh, yes, the prospectus. Read the prospectus carefully.
Uh-huh, right.
Mm-hmm.
Buried in that prospectus is risk
mm-hmm.
and fees.
Right.
It's telling you all the things, really, that the broker didn't really want to say out loud.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's like, by the way, here's this prospectus, and you think your statement's hard to read. Prospectus is another level of complexity.
So you know who writes those?
Uh-huh.
Lawyers.
That's right.
In legal speak.
That's right.
So these are things that you need to, if that pops up, that's something you would say, maybe I better call Charles over at Skank Insurance.
If you have a prospectus, bring it in. We can show you, just because we have experience with them of showing where the fees and the risk are in there. People say, I'm pretty safe, actually. I told my broker I wanted to be safe. And, well,
guess what?
Matter. What matters is what's on paper.
Right. What else you got?
So lastly, last red flag is a pushy salesperson.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that goes in almost any industry. I remember I was buying something at an electronics store once, and the salesperson was bound and determined that I was going to take the extended warranty. And at first I said politely, no thanks. And then I said a little more sternly, no thanks. And when they pushed it again, I said, get your manager. Mm-hmm. Because I'm very seriously considering going to another store to purchase this product. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, if you're dealing with somebody who's pushy, there's a reason that that person is being pushy.
If your broker is saying, just sign here.
Mm-hmm.
Just put your money here. Just agree to this.
Yeah.
Once you maybe call you over the phone and say, is this okay? Is this mm-hmm. okay? Be careful. Because what I have found is our clients, the ones that we work with, their number one priority is safety of their principal from market decline.
Right.
A reasonable rate of return and simplicity. If that's your priority and you go to your broker, that's not your broker's priority.
No, your broker's priority is fees and commissions and such.
Right.
Yeah.
And so you're not going to feel comfortable going to your broker. You're going to be like, wait a second, I don't like losing money.
Yeah.
I don't like paying these high fees.
But I don't want them to think I'm a dummy either. You know?
Right.
Yeah.
So if your values don't line up with your broker's values, you need to find somebody where your values do line up with.
I happen to know someplace we could look. Charles Skank, Skank Insurance, LLC. How do folks find you?
We are at 2801 West Main, Suite A, right there in Independence. Our phone number there is 620-331-8800. We're also here in Coffeyville at 802 West 8th. Phone number here is 620-236-6930. Our newsletter, it goes out today. If you'd like to receive our newsletter, text your name and email address to 620-331-8800, 620-331-8800. You'll receive a newsletter today. It has the episodes from the radio in the newsletter and just some updates about us. It's a every Friday newsletter.
Excellent.
And our listeners can sign up for that and receive that.
Very good. Give Gary our love.
I will.
Tell him we said hi and hope he enjoys the summer. Visiting with Charles Skank here at Skank Insurance LLC, and we'll chat again Monday morning. How's that sound?
Thank you.
Thank you for being with us here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.